And so Jeremiah's message to the people in Jerusalem is, let your behavior change from what has gone before. Look to the good of the whole, not just lining your own pockets. And his message to the folks in Babylon is, this is your home now. Take good care of it and everyone who lives in it. Both of those are contraindicated by our base level human desires. We like to look out for number one, and we like to get ahead while we can. And God says something different. And honestly, both of those are tied together, because if those exiles were still at home in Jerusalem, they would be sponsoring the local Little League team in Jerusalem, like they had done for the previous 700 years. What is Jeremiah saying to all the people involved, to us today? Don't forget who you are as the people of God. Don't forget what makes you both a particular and a peculiar people. That's not tied to sitting in Jerusalem. That's not tied to a geographic place. It is tied to the presence of God among the people of God. You may have heard for the past year and a half that church was closed. No, the building was closed. But as we have said time after time, as we have taught our children for years, the church is not a building. So in that time period, you know, in the first 8 weeks of the pandemic, we served as many meals at the Ministerial Alliance as we served in the previous year, because we were looking after the welfare of the city in which we found ourselves. Our worship attendance and our technology problems, whoo! Can you hear me? You're still muted. You're not muted. You need to be muted. Stop. We forgot to hit record. Sorry, folks. You know, whatever it was, those were secondary concerns to looking after the welfare of the city. We checked in on each other more. We checked in on neighbors. We provided information. We volunteered to go shopping for one another and drop things off on porches at safe distances. We lived into a bit of this commandment of God through Jeremiah. There is a concern, Jeremiah, and we have, though, is that this becomes normal. That this becomes completely normal, that we get used to living in pandemic, endemic, coronavirus times, like the people get used to living in Babylon, and they become Babylonians and not the people of God. And God is concerned about that too. And that's why God says, hold on, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. You're not going to be in Babylon forever. I am still waiting for God to be that blunt with me about this situation. Has not happened yet. 70 years, God says, because I know the plans I have for you. And before we boil that down to just something pithy that you can buy off Etsy and hang in the hallway, the bigger sense of this is true in our Reformed understanding of who God is, that God is always ultimately the one in command and the one in control of things. No matter how delusional we are about how much we're in charge of our own lives, God is ultimately in charge. And that is a powerful reminder in the middle of the chaos, in the middle of the hectic, in the middle of the temporary, in the middle of everything changing every 2 weeks, in the middle of, are we worshiping in person or are we worshiping online? Are we working from home? Are we going into the office? Is it safe to go into Kroger or not? The constant in all of this is God. And that is what we often need to be reminded in the middle of our turmoil, is that Scripture and our faith so often point to God and paint God as the thing, the only thing, the last defense against chaos that would destroy us. In the Psalms, it's that God appoints the heavens, places the stars in place, spreads the heavens out, that God determines where the waters can come to and where the waters cannot go. God is the one who combats the chaos of the world on our behalf. And so there's this important piece of hope that Jeremiah leaves them and us with. That they should know, and we should know, but maybe it's left in one of those boxes we forgot to unpack while we moved into the temporary living space, is that ultimately God is not just ours, we are God's. And so it is God who sets things in place. Even the hard things, even the weird things, even the things we don't understand, behind all of it is a challenge for us to remember that we place our trust and our hope and our faith in something, someone, some being that is not of this world, but is above and around and through it all. And so here we sit on the first Sunday of Advent. This is Hope Sunday. It's a good Sunday to have hope. And the reminder for a people who have been far from where we wish we were for way too long and are unsure about where we're going is that it's okay. God is along for the ride. And actually, it's even better than that. God is not our co-pilot. God is driving the bus. So as we go into this season of Advent, the season of coming, we as the people of God have been here before. We have been far from home. We have been in a land of chaos. We have been uncertain how to proceed. Do we go short term? Do we go long term? How much do I plan? How much do I just have to fly by the seat of my pants? We have been here before as the people of God. And God has seen us through it to the other side. And our faith and our hope needs to be in the one who made it happen last time, will make it happen this time. To God alone be the glory this day and forevermore. Amen.